you see how excited I am to introduce our next guest, and that is Roslyn Basarabi, otherwise known as Roz. She's an author, inspirational speaker, and director of her late husband Dennis's business, DBASS Computers.
DBASS.
Now, I have to also confess that Roz and I were chatting on the phone last week, and it was Roz's idea that we put together a segment in the show where we look at something that's toiling around in your mind, Roz, and also toiling around in my mind and many of our listeners' minds, and that is feeling torn. I know that you're a proud South African Jew, and like many of us, you feel torn, Roz, with growing uncertainty in South Africa and bold offers from abroad, like the American President Donald Trump's recent invitation to minorities to come as a refugee to America. You are possibly questioning what to do, whether you should stay or whether you should leave. And you have said, Roz, in the past that you made the decision to stay in South Africa, but now after hearing Trump's offer, you're just unsure. What's causing the unease?
Okay, Paul, it's so lovely to be here, and thank you for inviting me on the program and also for creating something that was going to be definitely controversial, but at the same time, honest mind thinking power. I was listening to you on the program, and it was just when the Afrikaans refugees had arrived, and that was what your program was about. And you spoke to the relevant people, and it was very engrossing. I was actually driving around. I had been babysitting grandchildren, and I was absolutely glued. I mean, I really could not wait to drop them at home and continue listening. But I did feel, at the end of the program, a little bit strange. I felt a slight tinge of negativity, and I know that the high characteristic that defines me is my positive streak. I have a very positive eye, and I look at everything I can by turning literally the lemon into lemonade. I totally do that, and somehow or other I felt it was difficult to do. Because those people you interviewed actually were people who were clued up. They knew what they were talking about. And you actually broached them so beautifully. You drew from them the things I would have asked as well. And the only thing that left me feeling a little bit daunted at the end of the program that I wasn't on a high, I was feeling funny. Should I also, as a member of a minority group, be considering leaving this place? Because I have had so many issues with this country. I love it so much. And let me tell you right now that if I were to leave, it would never be to America. It would without doubt be to Israel. But it got me churning that should I be considering that right now? I mean, if these Afrikaners have got up and taken this offer and they are now in America and they've already had this unbelievable sanction to bring them there without all the red tape that normally goes with that type of green card story, I thought, you know, Roz, maybe this is your wake-up call. Maybe you should be considering that it's time now to make your aliyah. And I kept worrying about the fact that I'm divided by so many thoughts. Thoughts of what the Lubavitcher rabbi, may he rest in peace, said, that South Africa would be good after the Mashiach and before. Do I buy into that? Do I buy into the fact that I have faith, so much faith, in the people of this country? You know, I was in Australia recently, and while I was there, so many of the expats kept very quiet. They knew that they had to be careful about what they said, having now left and made their so-called aliyah to Australia. And I wanted them to know that the court case that our government took Israel to had nothing to do with the people. They were obviously pawns of Iran, I believe, totally and utterly. I've got a saying, follow the money. And I sincerely believe that was the impetus for the entire thing. I also felt that the people that I know on the ground of this country, wherever you go, are the warmest, most fantastic human beings, regardless of their color or creed. Wherever you walk, there's this friendship, this warmth, this smile, an ubuntu that you don't get in many other countries. And I try to explain that our people are still the warm, beautiful people. It's the government that's at fault. So I'm going to take a calculated risk here, and I'm going to say, that if you wanted me to give you a wish list of what I wish could happen in this country, it would be that a new government steps in, an able-bodied government, and not a corrupt one like the ANC has proved itself to be. And that, in fact, is where I have a problem. So I started to think, can this ever happen with a majority that may still vote for them, even though they lost so much clout in the last election, they still come in as the major holder. And I thought, maybe this is my time to think. And I left the program very, very, I would say, concerned.